So let me get Charlie here real quick.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Chris?
No.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Chris, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Not too bad, Charlie. How about you?
Awesome. It's going good. It's Taco Tuesday. Can't complain. Awesome. Well, I know you were talking to my mapping coordinator, Jan. I mean, did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all or anything like that?
I mean, you kind of explained it's SEO. You know, I'm kind of familiar with that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But I guess I don't know how you guys implement it. I mean, what information do you have of me and my business, and then how do you implement whatever it is to get the information back to me, right? So, I know you're just maybe, is that like Google AdWords, like AdWords cost? Is that what you guys kind of do? You just plug in Google AdWords for my business and I pay you money, and then it spits out better information when someone Googles my business here, or how do you guys make it work?
Good question. So there's a bunch of different packages we offer. We do stuff with Google. We do stuff with Facebook as well. Formerly known as Meta now, right? What we do though is we do SEO services for you. So if you don't have a Google business profile, we actually help you get PIM verified with Google, okay? And my tech team actually walks you through that process, because they are going to send you out a PIM verification if you haven't already gone through that process. We want to make sure that that's done correctly. Now, anytime somebody searches any of the services that you provide, we want to make sure that your company pops up in the area that you're out of, so that way people can just click to call you directly. And it comes up on that map section, right? Now, I mean, if you're looking to target like in like almost like 80 to 100 miles, then yes, you would have to do Google AdWords, which that's a placement ad that you would put above the map section. It would come across as sponsored. And then that's obviously a little more money, because you're paying for the advertisement per click on that. Where putting you on the first page of Google for the business profile, that's just an unlimited call service, but that's getting you there organically. But it's also, there's programming that has to go on there to involve you in the first page. So what we do is we actually program you for the services you provide, and you're up to, you know, 15 to 20 key phrases, right? And then from there, we want to make sure that you show up for the most popular searches for your industry, so that way you can get those calls to call you directly. Now, I mean, I understand you're pretty new. You're in business since last year, correct?
Yeah, August I opened.
Okay, August. So, in my opinion, Google Ads, very expensive for a newer business, especially if, you know, you're trying to kind of save money. If you're in the 25 to 50 mile radius, what we do is a paired service with Facebook. So anytime somebody searches a service on Google and doesn't necessarily buy, life gets in the way, they go have to take their kids or whatever the case may be, we actually retarget that audience on Facebook. So now instead of just doing like a mass blast off on there, we're actually putting your company in front of interested, targeted people who've already searched your services. And now from there, it's just a click to call directly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then from there, it's up to you. I mean, you can go the 25-mile radius, and you can grow all the way out to 50 miles. Or if you want to get super, like, I know some people like to really get pinpoint and they want to target specific cities and zip codes, you can do that as well, up to a 50-mile radius. Because, I mean, if you're saying like, hey, over here, you know, they're doing construction work, I would like to do that over here, or they're doing stuff over here that I would actually like to work in, we can place you in those. I mean, you know your area the best. And my tech team works hand in hand with you to make sure that you pop up in those areas to be placed in front of those people to get the best opportunity for them to just click to call you directly. Does that make sense? And then I know you're a franchise, so you have like your own website already through the franchise. You're just like the franchisee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, which is great. If you're able to, and I don't know how the rules work with your company there, but if you're able to take the website that the franchise as a whole has, and you can place that on your Google Business profile, we can do that as well. We can place it there if you're allowed. Obviously, I don't want you to get in trouble or anything like that. So if you're able to do that, so that way people can just know the services you provide when they do go to Google as well, they can always go to the main website if they want. But this is to get you more customers. It's to put you in front of more people and get you more work coming in. We do backlinks as well. So we place you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. That's the most popular directory submissions that we're going to put you on, just to make sure that everything is congruent on the internet around your area. So if anybody does search on some other platform, they would be able to find you, one, but also, two, we can retarget them for a Facebook campaign as well. And then that way you're not really missing out on any customers going to another platform. You could still soak those guys up as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So that's how the service works as a whole. We do a custom tracking system for you as well. So this is actually pretty cool because you're actually going to track the metrics with everything. So we actually custom built and put everything into one area for you. So we'll put the Google Business ranking in there. You'll be able to see location of searches. You'll be able to see what you're being listed for. You'll also be able to track how many clicks are coming from Google. So you'll be able to track the traffic through there. And then also same thing with Facebook. You'll be able to track the metrics with Facebook in that dashboard as well, how well your campaign is running. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now let me dive into a little bit of pricing here, because I know Jan wanted me to help you out with a new in-business credit. Okay? Is that okay?
Sure, man. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Any questions before I jump into pricing on the service itself, or I explained it pretty well to you?
I'm tracking, I think. I think I'm tracking on what the service provides, for sure.
Oh, okay. Perfect. If you have any questions, go ahead. Feel free to ask me. That's what I'm here for. So the service that we're going to do here is our Platinum service. That's just the better bang for your buck. It does take a little bit of time to set everything up. For the Google, it takes around 30 to 45 days to get you populating and programmed to the first page of Google for all the services you provide. For Facebook, we have those ads up and running within 7 to 14 days. So I just kind of want to give you the expectations of everything has to be built out. It's not like a flip of a switch. The directory submissions are out within 5 to 7 days, and then you're able to start tracking. You'll have your dashboard built within 3 to 5 days. And then my onboarding team, typically it states for our company 1 to 3 days if we're like super booked out, but I like to at least schedule my clients within the next 24 hours so we can start moving on these things very quickly, because time's not on our side in the first month. We want to make sure we get everything out and working very quickly for you guys. So that's why I always try to schedule it within a 24-hour time frame. For the Platinum, the package I gave you, on our website, it reads $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Okay? Now, with a new in-business credit, though, that's a reduced rate. So you'll never pay the higher premium price that we have on our website. You'll always be grandfathered in at the flat rate. You won't pay a per lead, per call, per job, anything like that. We don't take a commission once you close jobs. Okay. The reduced rate it comes down to is just $249 month to month. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now that's a flat rate. Okay. You're not locked into a contract. All right. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but at the end of the day, there's no early termination fees. There's no cancel pause penalties on you at any point. Okay. When we do build everything out for you, you would keep everything. If you, for some reason, wanted to cancel or pause the service, the only thing that we would stop is obviously programming your Google page, which you would keep. We just would stop programming it, and then we would obviously stop running the Facebook retargeting campaigns out. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, with this, the $299 setup fee, you don't have to pay that. That's a reduced rate as well, all the way down to just $99. So the first month would be $348, okay? And then month to month after that is just the flat rate of just $249.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, the benefit with our company is we are a premier Google Channel partner. So what that means is we have to abide by strict Google rules. We can only work with one company per industry, per area. Reason being, there's only a couple spots on the first page of Google. We can't tell everybody, hey, we can work with you and get you there, because in reality, we wouldn't be able to do that, right? That's just lying at that point. So we do close out the categories. Once we do close it out, we do not work with any of your competitors. That way you'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers, because this is going to be a direct call service to you. All right. We're not vetting you a lead. They're just calling you directly. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So Chris, with that being said, I mean, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of this listing here. That way we can get you all set up on Google and start working with you and get you in the places you would like to target so customers can contact you directly, right?
Man, yes and no. I agree that I would like all those things. But I honestly, dude, I don't even remember what your company name is.
Oh, no worries. How about I do this? How about I send you, is this your cell phone?
It is, yeah.
Okay, can I send you a text right now?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text. It's straight to our website. It's a link. The link will read localsplash.com/SEO-packages. There's no funky numbers on the end. When you do click it, it goes straight to our pricing page, the one that I just actually read off to you right now. It'll say take control of your online presence. It'll have Local Splash at the top left with their little emblem. Okay. Let me know when you see that.
I've got it.
Okay, perfect. On there, it does have proven success, 19 years in business. We're actually going on 20 years this December, so we'll be in business for 2 decades. We have 10,000 customers across the United States and Canada. So, within our 19-year in business, we've helped out a lot of companies. Some that started very small and became very big, and some that just likes to be very small and stay small. So, if you scroll down even more, you'll see the Google Ads partnership there. That's our authenticity badge with the colorful G. If you click the colorful G, that'll take you to a Google site. It'll say www.google.com, and then in the top left corner, it'll say Google Partners, and it'll have Local Splash right under there. Okay, so that's showing you who we are, authenticity. That's the highest tier you can be with Google. Okay, just kind of like a little food for thought. There's thousands of companies out there who will probably call you if you haven't got called yet, and say, we work with Google, we're affiliated with Google, we work on Google. Some even will go as far as to tell you that they are Google. Food for thought, they can't show you this. They're not a Google Premier Channel partner, and they're not... It's going to take them 3 to 6 months to get you the results, where for us it only takes you 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page. Okay, so kind of just be careful with that stuff. And then if somebody's saying that they're Google, Google will not reach out to you. Google reaches out to the Coca-Colas of the world. Their Google Premier Channel partners usually deal with smaller companies like yourself, somebody that's like a one-man crew all the way up to a 20-man crew. Okay. And that's where we really tailor fit our business and make it affordable for you guys, because at the end of the day, we know that you're not this massive corporation that is just pouring out millions of dollars into advertising budgets. You guys have families to feed, and you guys eat off of this income that you guys have in. So we do it for a fraction of the cost and what some of these big corporations are paying companies to place them there and do their SEO packages. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. That's my kid.
Perfect. No worries. Girl or boy?
Boy.
Awesome. Awesome. Proud dad right there. Awesome. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, you'll see all the packages there. There's four of them. Okay.
Yeah.
The most ideal package for you, I didn't offer you the pro one because you're looking to go into a mile radius of 25 to 50 miles. The platinum package is going to be the most beneficial to you. One, it's better bang for your buck. It gets you up and running a lot faster with the Facebook ads, and it reaches that 25 to 50 mile radius. If you were to go with the pro package, which actually I offered the platinum package below our pro package, so you're kind of getting a steal there. But the pro package just covers the GBP, which is the Google Business Profile, really, and that only gives you like a 10 to 15 mile radius. So,
the platinum
is going to be up and running a lot quicker. And obviously, I mean, you can see right there, it's a lot more, stuff in there to get you in front of your customers. So that way they can find you with easier access on different platforms at that point. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So, I mean, now that you know our business name, and you know,
that gentleman, I think it was, you said Jan, right?
Jan?
Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spoke a little quicker in that beginning part there, so I was like,
yeah.
You guys are like third or fourth company that's called me to talk about this. You're the cheapest so far, but it's just like I gotta have money to ad spend or pay for this, you know, but.
Right. Any particular reason why you didn't go with the first company that reached out to you?
I didn't have $600 a month to spend on marketing service.
Okay, $600. Yeah.
And then I went and talked to a local company I really wanted to use, but they were like $1,100, $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
And then, I had another one call me, but they were just talking so fast, I didn't understand.
Then, I'm glad I could slow it down for you. I'm glad I could slow it down for you. I mean, is this something that, I mean, let me ask you something. Is it the price that's, you know, holding you back here from doing something like this?
It kind of is. I mean, I don't really, like I said, I don't really have like an online presence, and some of it's out of my control. I have no control. I built websites before for other smaller businesses, but like, I don't want to build my own website.
Right. But are you allowed to build your own website with your company that you're with?
Like I could. There's nothing in my agreement that says I can't do that. I would have to follow all the brand guidelines and this and that. Which isn't like a bad thing necessarily. It's just time and money up front. You know, possibly getting leads out of it. Or someone Googling me and finding my website.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you this. Go ahead.
I'm the only guy working and doing the back-end stuff, right? I'm like solo owner and operator.
Yeah.
So
you wear all the hats.
I don't have all the time to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I can do something for you here. I can include a website in here. You can work hand in hand with my team. I mean, you can just let them know, hey, look, I'm a franchise. I got to follow these guidelines. Can you guys make me something, you know, along this nature where we have these metrics in place for, you know, for that? It's going to be a templated website, but I mean, I can throw it in the package for you. It won't cost you anything extra. If you have the domain name, we can use that. If not, we can purchase it for you on behalf. And then you won't have to pay anything extra for like hosting or, you know, management fees or anything like that. If you wanted to change anything, you could always just call a customer support line and just talk to them about the changes you'd like to make. We're not going to like upcharge you for making the changes. I know some companies do that where they ask you for another like $50 or $100 each time they have to change something. That's just worked in for the $249 month-to-month. That way, that's up and running for you. You don't have to sit down and do it. You don't have to spend $2,500 for somebody to build it either, because I know it can get a little pricey. But yeah, I mean, we specialize in websites as well. I just didn't know if you needed one because you are a franchise, and I know there's metrics there that you have to abide by. But if my tech team can work with you on that, and you got no problem, and you guys can talk it out, and they can have one up and you can revise it within 7 to 14 days, see what you want them to fix just to verify, make sure everything's good. If you give the thumbs up, good, we can publish it. If you don't and you say, hey, I need you guys to change this stuff, that's no problem. You just come back, let us know what you need to change. We change it and we just, again, send it back to you, revise it, make sure it's good, and then we can publish it. But that way, you know, for... Man, I think $249 is like $8.60 a day. You have a web presence that you don't have. You have a website that you don't have, and you don't have to break the bank to do it. And you can just have us do it and manage it. And the only thing that you would really get from us is updates. From that stuff. We're not going to be like pestering you or spamming you. And then that's why we do build that, that tracking system for you, because now if you want us to build the website, you can access your website in that tracking system as well, the dashboard. And then you can go in there and you could always look things up. If you want something to be fixed, like I said, you can just have us fix it and we do that for you at that point.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Is that something you'd like to secure for your company here? And then, I mean, I have, let me see here. I have an onboarding call that I can get you on tomorrow. I mean, the schedule is yours, really. we're kind of wide open tomorrow. The only thing is my tech team does take a lunch at 12 to 1 Pacific Standard Time. But other than that, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, your onboarding call is there, and we can start to get working on that manner for you with all this stuff here and start pushing that stuff out so that way you can start building your company and have a great 2024.
Yeah, man, I like the sound of that, but let me stand by here for you. Do you have anybody, like, is it like a reviews page? Like, can I look you guys up to get like a... Like, you sound great. If I'm working directly with you, it sounds like we'd get along.
Yeah.
But do you guys have, like, a reviews page I can, like, look up or...
Yeah, you can just go to Google. And, yeah, you can just go to Google. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to... I'm a trust yet verify kind of guy, you know, but...
Sure.
So I can just look you guys up. Can you possibly email me? I don't know if I have time tomorrow. I've got some personal appointments I've got to get to in the morning, and then my wife leaves for the week, rest of the week. So, and we've got our little kids, so I'm stuck at home. Which is, saying that like a bad thing.
Yeah, sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have a reviews page. We have a reviews page on Google. I mean, you can look up Local Splash on Google. It'll pop up with our address. We're over here in California, so that's why I did say Pacific Standard Time. We are over here right in between Huntington Beach and Disneyland in Fountain Valley. There's about 950 reviews on there with a 4.2 star rating out of 5 star rating on there. We're not a perfect company. I don't think anybody out there that does advertising is a perfect company. So there are bad reviews. There are good reviews on there, but I mean, majority of them are good. We do have another listing on there that's called Bird Eye. It's a 4.9 out of 5 with, I think, over 750 reviews, something like that. And then next to that, it says a customer satisfaction. I think there's like 1,200 reviews on there with, I think it's like a 4.9 out of 5 on there as well, or 4.8. So, I mean, we've been, like I said, we've been around for a while. We got reviews, listings, everything like that. But yeah, you can Google it. You can check out the reviews there. We're trusted by, like I said, Google as well with the, Google Business, partnership there that I sent you earlier.
Can you possibly send me an email, like your, calendar links or something like that, so I could do my due diligence and then maybe get on your calendar?
Yeah, what do you mean by calendar?
I don't know if I have to, because you're saying I would have to schedule an onboarding call. If you have like an onboarding link that I can go and sign up for.
Oh, yeah. So like the onboard, so I do everything here. So like, I would basically set you up there. So what would happen is I would just make sure everything's correct with your business information and send out that Google Business profile. That's going to come via mail. Once I have that, I do send everything over to you in writing with an invoice. We would take payment. I would stay on the phone with you. So then that way, everything that I do send over to you, you have in writing with the invoice. Make sure it's correct, because I want to make sure you have your tax write-offs for 2024. If there's any discrepancies, I like to be on the phone. So if I need me to change it right then and there, I can, and I can send that back over to you. Once everything looks good on that end, I set that onboarding call for you. I book it here for you with my tech team. I send you an email. I send them an email, and I basically say, hey, we're going to meet with Chris on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, or Central time, or Mountain time, or whatever it might be, right? And then everybody's in the loop of what time they need to call you, and basically I schedule everything at that point.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, well, do you have a phone number I can call you back at?
Yeah. I mean, I can still send you an email, but I don't have, like, a link. I can give the full breakdown of everything in the email. You'll have my email address, my phone number, my extension, everything in the email. So that way, like you said, you can look everything over. What email you want me to send this to?
It's 907@newcreations.com.
Okay, 907. Let's see here. Okay. So the email I'm going to send you, I'm going to put the price in there that I told you about too. That way that's kind of just set in stone there for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then on the email, there's going to be just, like, a lot of things.
Okay.
There's going to be the full breakdown of what I said we would do in, like, bullet points. And then also, too, below that, there's going to be a deal that says custom website design. Let us customize a site for your business needs, and it's going to have a custom My Site. And then you'll be able to have a ton of leaks about local splash. Below are a few of our credentials, and you'll be able to click on those reviews as well and look at those credentials. At the very bottom is going to be my information, so my first name and last name, my email address, and then also to the number that you can reach me at.
Sick.
Yep. Okay. I sent that over. Just let me know if you got it. If it didn't come to your inbox, it might have went to your spam, because it is the first time I sent it to you.
Got it, Charlie.
Yep.
Got it. Right in my inbox here.
Nice. Okay.
Sick, man.
Yeah, all right. So that's the full breakdown there. what's maybe a time frame of what you would like to go over this and kind of get a feel for what you would like to, where you'd like to go from here?
Can you check back either Thursday afternoon or Friday? I've got one appointment on Thursday morning for work, and that I live in Alaska, so I'm 1 hour behind you, 3:46 where you're at.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. Let me pull up my calendar. So Thursday, man, April 4th already. Okay. So Thursday, I can do, you're 1 hour behind us. Would Thursday work for you better, or would you want me to call you on Friday? Which one's best for you?
Thursday afternoon or Friday, anytime.
Okay. Let's do Thursday. Would 1 p.m. work for you?
1 p.m. my time, 2 o'clock your time?
Yes.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay. So I'll do 1 p.m. there. I'll pencil it in for my calendar, and then that way you have the email. You can go over everything, and then we can talk then and see where you'd like to proceed from there. Okay, Chris?
Sounds great, man. I appreciate your time, Charlie.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your time, and hope you have a great rest of your evening, all right?
Thanks, man. You too.
All right. No problem. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.